Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Dalet, we're starting from the Mishnah and Gimel and Beis we left off yesterday. See, in the first Mishnah, we had a Machlokas Elezer Yoshua, whether you say Mash Veruach, you begin on Sukkot or you begin on Shmini Atzeres. So the Mishnah comes out, and Paskins ain't Sholin, it's like a Shomel Samach Lekshamim. We don't ask for rain, except Samach Lekshamim, to the rainy season, which is where. Which is, this is the last minute. We wait till Samach Lagun, to the closest to the time of the summer. And in Maskin Zak Shamim, Hainu Yom Keshel Chag, the Mechag Vedos Manga Shamim Hu. So therefore we see the Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua, that says that you wait till the day that's closest to the winter season, which is the last day of Yom Tift, Yom Ches, instead of, like Eliezer says, on the first day, but rather on the last day. That is what the Mishnah Paskins, not Mishnah, this Mishnah, like Rav Yehoshua. That is very, Kamenei explains the Gemara. The Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, what about the Alokas Rav Yudayma? Third sheet, we have a Yudashita. A person goes to be Shliach Tzibur on the Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Yom Tov. Achlan Maske, the last one, the one who davens Musav, says, and then the first one who starts chakras doesn't mention it, doesn't say it. Musav, yes, but in the morning you still say Maridato. Because as you continue doing it throughout the summer, Yom Tov reach on chakras. On the first day, chakras, you continue saying it. But the second, by Musav, we stop saying it as we go into Maridato. So if we see that this is a procedure of Yudah says of how we do it, we change from the beginning, from Maskir Merin HaGeshem, or to Merin HaTal. We don't mention it in Musaf. We start off, we don't say it in Shachas, but we do it in Musaf. We continue it until that thing. We don't, we don't match it. We use it until Pesach is over. You do it until the last, till the end of Pesach. Akron Shal Pesach, May Yom HaTal to Nisan, until the end of the month of Nisan. Shneema Yorid Lechem Geshem Merin Makash Berishon. It says, the Pasuk says, that we bring the Halakha Pasuk in Yoyel, refer to the rain, Yoyel Lechem Geshem, rain come down for you. But Malkush Rishon, the first rain, the beginning of Nisan. Nisan itself is the end of the month, beginning of the season that comes at the end of the month. So therefore, you don't mention it, you don't do Akron Shal Pesach, Achiyavala Pesach, but you wait till the end of Nisan, which is the end of the Quantum Pasuk in Yoyel, the end of the rain, the beginning of the rainy season. So we have Machlokes in the Mishnah of Yehuda and Rav Meir. So Gemara says, Rav Yehuda may disagree when we stop saying it. So Gemara Miyokanan, Halak Rav Yehuda, we pass on Yudah Shem, Miyav Seira. Says Rav Yehuda, Seira, that we can sit until then, we don't mayor. We don't say it, mayor says until the end of the month, it's we don't do. But we quote, are you sure? Rav Yehuda, so the name of Yudah Seira. That the annual post that you pass, you wait till then, Yudah Seira is the one who quotes Yudah Seira. And that's what we pass, not like Rav Meir. So the Mishnah says, that we said, look, we do it until Shmini Atzeres. We want to know, why don't we start earlier than that? Why don't we start earlier on Shmini Atzeres? Why don't we do it in Meir of a Shachas? Why Dafka Musav? So Rav Yitzchak B'Shem Yochanan, time Rav Yitzchak B'Shem Yotzer Mordes B'Batil. But Tal, why don't they arrange that they should go out, the Musav should go ahead. Yontav should end with the mentioning of Tal. Tal is a good sign for the world. So we want to end the Yontav with the last Tefillah should be B'Tal. It says that Kamenedel, Mapos can be Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, Milishol Elohim Mashav Ruch Man HaTal. We say Mashav Ruch HaTal because we want to be able to go ahead and bring Tal. Tal was the bracha. It's a bracha for everything. So when I'm able to go ahead and say why, we continue Mashav Ruch Man HaTal, we continue with not to end the Pesach, but we stop at the first day. For that reason, because the Tal brings the bracha with it. We mustn't explain what are the other shitas hold. So here we have a shita of Yehuda. Is this agreement with the shita of Yehuda and the Mishnah? We have two shitas of Yehuda. The Chorah, they're not in sync with each other. Let's Yehuda turn it around. Change it around. Talmud Yom, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, the person goes there before Davin's the last day of Yom Tov, Achor Masker, Rishon Masker. Shakos, you don't mention it. Mashbroch, but Rishon, the first one does not mention it, but the one that says Musaf does mention it. On the first day of Pesach, the other way around. Here's the other way the Mishnah says, that when you stop saying at the end of Pesach, you stop saying Shakos, not in the Mishnah. Yehuda seems to say at the end of the Mishnah. The Chori disagrees with the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, at the beginning of the Mishnah, you wait till Akron, and the other Mishnah says, you do it by Shakos. Stirun of Yehuda. One of you is saying one is his own. One is saying Yudah B'Seira. So no, he doesn't agree. He's quoting Yudah B'Seira Shita. But it's not a Stira. In the Shita himself, he holds, you do it the last one, the Akron. And in the Yudah Maseir Sheet, which he doesn't agree with, he says you do it in the first one. But we don't know which one of two statements. It's in his own. We have two statements of Yudah. One is said in his name, one is in Yudah Maseir. Which one is his? Which one is Yudah Maseir? So let's try to miyashi this theory. He said, which is referring to the end of Pesach. With a good sign, with a siman tov. Telling us the mute is the first statement in the Mishnah, saying in his own name. And the second statement is that we say, and then we remember Seira. So therefore, very good. You said that the look of Yochanan says, if you this first statement, we stop mentioning when in the first day of Pesach, we mentioned it to Yudah, we mentioned it to Pesach, we continue doing it until the Akron, until the Musaf. But in the other side, we say in Yudah Mabseira, we continue it until we stop at Chakras. That's of Yudah's, not some Yudah's opinion, it's Yudah Mabseira's opinion. That's one way to explain it. The other way to explain it the other way around. But Yon Kume, the students go ahead and ask a Shaila from Yochanan, or your name, maybe I'll tell you the other way around. Maybe the student of the statements is the Haskia and the Haskia, kind of Shaila. One is where you're mentioning it, where you're just mentioning, hello, you're mentioning rain. The other place where you're asking for it, you're doing Bakasha, Saint Talamata. Maybe it's an Afkamina. Like I'll be mentioning rain, then look, you stop by the first day of Pesach. But like I'll be requesting rain, that you wait till the Akrishal Pesach. That the Shaila that we say at the end of the Pasuk, we say, wait, Shaila, that was the same Talamata, Levrachal, the same Brachal, we wait till the end. So maybe that's a stin that Miyashiv the Stira. We pass in halacha is whenever we mention rain, we also mention rain. We also make a request rain. The same halacha. We don't make a difference. We don't say mentioning rain is one date, and shaylas that they're asking for the rain is a different date. They're the same date. So you can't give such a teretz. We ask you the two statements of Yehuda, the statement of Yehuda, to different days. We're saying one is maskir, one is shalom, because it's the same day. We make it at the same time. So the Gemara says, where do you give Yochanan to get it from? Where does Rav Yochanan get his shita from? The Gemara says, "I'm alive." Rav Yosef Bachrina Baruch Rav Yeshua. Now here, the Kavan Avina came and the Chalitz of Rav Yeshua Bachaniva. Do you recall the time we were standing in front of the store and we belonged to Rav Yosef, your uncle, of about zero passed by? She know that we asked him, "Mishaila, when do we mention rain? When do we? When is the request? When do we do it?" I'm a nice tricha, and he said, "I'm still in a position where we hold. You have to go ahead and revire. That I'm, you know, I'm still not sure. I'm still trying to revire myself." We also went and we asked him the same question. When did we stop asking? When did we stop mentioning it? So he said the same thing. I'm also still trying to figure it out. Later on, you pressed yes, you pressed Rav Yasser to an answer, and he said, "Lo shani, ladies, no nafkamina. The same day. We don't make a chilek. We get it from the same maskir and shalom is the same date. We don't make a difference. That's how we paskin. That's why it is what Yochanan says. That's where I get it from. That's why we can't give Yashi to Steve Rav Yehuda, the two different opinions of Yehuda, by saying one is a date of shalom, one is a date of maskirin. No, both the same date. That can't be." So the Gemara says, "I'll show you other marayim who hold the same thing." Same Ella, we've mentioned both together. He asked the Shad in the base Medrash. What did we say? Is there a difference? He asked him in Shulah, Shulah, Bully, they asked him the question. Same Ella, Paschim, the same Ella, like we all say. Like all of them. All of them say the same thing. You don't make a date. It's not two separate dates. It's the same date. All of Yochanan and Shita. But we learned in the Mishnah. That says, B'shoshim HaKeshon Shon Zekeshomim. We looked at a Mishnah that says that what? The Mishnah that's coming up that says that we, the third year HaKeshon, we ask for rain. So, which is 11 days after Shmini Atzeres. So we see there is enough to be between mentioning and Zekiros and asking. So what are we saying? Yochanan says that we don't make a difference. It's the same date. We see the Mishnah says they're different dates. Amar Rav Tanka Bar Chiyo, B'shas Mikdash Shaini. No, it's not for me. The time of the Mikdash was different. The time of the Mikdash, there they went ahead, Kunav Yochanan's room, we mentioned both, whenever we say Sholem and Maskirin. But in the time of the base of Mikdash, there was different. Because people had to go back all the regal. And they had to stop. It took a long time to travel back from the furthest part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, they would start saying Shmini Atzeres, they would start asking for rain, they'd be stuck in the rain. So if we waited until Macheshvin, until the after days, when people already got home, the furthest people traveled, then they broke it up. But that's only in the time of base of Mikdash, Yikayim. But when there's no base of Mikdash, then Shaul and Maskirin is the same day. That's the Miyashi of the Kasha, not a Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a time of Makom that there was a mix of Mikdash, if we had to make a difference in the day. Because people had to be able to get home in time before the rain started. Hashem came today, when it's not, there's no other regel, then b'mokum, then we say the same, whatever maskir, we're shawling. The Mishnah said, the Enrameo says, being a rai, we wait till the end of Nisan. The Gemara says that this is the Shita Rameh, which we don't paskin like. So the Gemara says, there's a Shaila that we had a similar question that was asked. Sekha Shkolin. Gemara had a question as follows in the Brisa. Because in this world, grain grows 6 and 6 months. Elon also said, trees take 12 months to grow. The fruit of the, in order for fruit to come out of a tree, it takes 12 months, twice as long as the grain. The Mashiach comes, fruit will be 1 month. Elon, 12 months. It will take 12, take 2 months. What's the time? Where do we get it from? Nafkamina, like a dasha. If you state in the pasuk, it says, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Yale al tzvosim izeh, they'll come out, and the love, and the time of Mashiach comes, it'll be chadash, it'll be months, a month to give the grain, and 2 months to the fruit from every 2 months. You see that the grain, which is twice as fast as the fruit, will grow different, will grow in a single month. That's what the Gemara says. We also have a different Varsha. Our world grain takes 6 months. Yilan Torah takes 12 months. It'll take 15 days only. Yilan Torah will take 1 month. We see that the Tfu in the days of Yael, it was 15 days it grew. The Kohen and the Toma was bought from that produce that grew that day. So you see that that will be, the Asad Lava will be only 15 days, not a month, but 15 days. Matam, what's the source? He gave you the rain, and therefore it came down to you, the rain, and the early rain, and the late rain, the first month. You see, you're able to bring the Korban Ayman, the 16th day of Nisan, which means 15 days, the crops will grow already, and then it comes later, the tree will be able to grow in the end of the first month. So you see, that's what Rameyer, it's similar to what Rameyer says, the end of Nisan, but it's telling you now, look, a side factor that will take a month, 15 days in a month, the Yasid Lava. So at the Gemara, so now look, when Yosef would say, at my time, when Yosef would say, Yosef would say, how does Yosef, who learns the Pasuk, will come every month, how does he explain the Pasuk? By its month, we do it, what's the Chadash of Yivakar? So how does he explain that? The Chadash of it's a month? It means that every single month, there'll be a new crop. So he reads the Pasuk, not as in one month, it'll take between, but every single month, there'll be a, Kabredo explains, each month will be a separate new. The fruit will keep on growing. Every month will be a new crop of fruit that grow on each individual month. And that's how you read the pasuk in Yael. Mishnah talks about that we say the same talmud mutter. When did we stop? The Gemara says in Shmoneh Esrei. We say it in Shmoneh Esrei. When did we stop in Shmoneh Esrei? When did we stop saying it? Is the mission on the 30 Mach 7 you ask for rain? On the seventh day. 50 days after Sukkot, the Shagiyak on Jisol in El Paras, the furthest person lived in Har Paras to be able to get across the Euphrates River, was the furthest place where people had to travel from Ola Regel. And therefore they waited those days, 15 days, for it to go to happen. So Akron Shabi Yisrael, or the regal, that shouldn't rain, that shouldn't get caught in the rain. So we waited the davening until then. But Megaila in Shalom Shishim Yom Tukvas Tishrei, we waited for 60 days. That's the time we'd wait for that. Otherwise, in Eretz Yisrael, they waited until that particular time, which is 15 days, to be able for the furthest Ola Regel to be able to get to the river in time before the rain starts. Zakta Gemara. So the Gemara, Tanakh Mishnah says, we wait for the third day, then we say, we wait until the season begins. Gemara says, who is this Tana? Who is the sheet of the Tana that we're quoting? Whereas my sister Rameyah, the Mishnah is effect Rameyah. Tana, we look at the Braisa, Rameyah says, what's the Zman of the rainfall? When is the Zman of the rainfall when it goes? The first rainfall is in the third Malkeshman. The middle rain is in the seventh Malkeshman. The last rain is in the 70th day Malkeshman. That's his Shita. The first one's in the seventh. Bain is B'Shiva, so in the 17th day of Philopius Mishlosh. And the last rain is on the 23rd day. And the third Shiva's Yoma, Bechira B'Shiva, so the first one's the 70th day. Bain is Mishlosh. And the third rain, the last rain will be on the 30th day in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Individual people do not stop fasting for rain until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. According to the Shita, wait till that, because according to the third Shita, the rain is not the final rain. The third time of rain is not until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So they won't start that fasting for rain until then, because the rain can come at any time until that point. After that point, when it didn't come, then we start fasting. We see the Tanakh Kama, Mishnah, Shita Rameyer, that the Uranus, the third of Macheshvan, that's the, where he gets it from. So the Tana of our Mishnah, it says Macheshvan, Gimel Macheshvan is the sheet of Rav Meir. It's quoted in this price. So we have three-way Machlokes, but the first sheet is Rav Meir, and that's the sheet of Rav Meir in our Mishnah. So at the Gemara, all the Tanaim agree, different opinion to Pshat and the Braisa. All the Tanaim agree that the first rain is the seventh day of Macheshvan. That's the first time when the Zman Kima, the constellation of Kima, Lishko, when it sets during the day, that's what brings the rain. Kima is a constellation that is always in the end of Macheshvan, and that's the time that's the one that brings the change of the seasons, and that causes the rain to happen. Says the Kavanei Eda, Kima, Kuchav Shema Kima, it's a star, the name of Kima, constellation, and that is what causes the rain to come, and the Kima is Bishvel, so the Kima is in the 17th day, and that is where Kuliyama lo Pligi. That's where Malach came. That's the day the rain came, the Malach came to the world. So that's the day when it opened, that's why then Malach happened on that, Noah brought the Malach on that day, because that's the day when Kima, the constellation, is the lowest point of the year, where the rain begins to come, and therefore that's when the Mabul began on that day. Mabul began on that day. Matam, what's the reason why Torah says, so why is the 17th day of Machashman the day? Why is that the day for the Mabul? Why is that the day for the rain to come? In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 7th day, on the 17th day of Machashman, all the fountains of the Tahom opened up, burst forth, and that's where the Mabul came from. All of them came on that day. That's how the Mabul began, when they all the depths of the opened up on that day, and that's where the Mabul the water filled the earth. We pass on Halacha like the Tanna Kamma. It says we begin to ask for rain on the third of Macheshvan. The third of Macheshvan, not like Gamliel says, you do it on the seventh of Macheshvan. We do it on the third of Macheshvan. Is the day that we that's how we pass in Halacha. To Makashim. Why do we say something like Rameh said? Why do you say Aloka Lapshem Roshia, Aloka Kimisha Amen, the one? Why do you say it? Aloka Lapshem Roshia, Aloka Kimisha Amen? Why don't we establish the mission like Rameh? Because Rameh is the one who said it. The Mara says he's telling the Mikhlo, because there's some in the Bryce who say to change it around. Rameh says a different Shita. And it's not clear who Tana said what. So to make clear what the Aloka is, we say, you have to spell it out, like the Mandiyam of that Shita on the third day, without quoting Rameh or someone else, because they have different gears. As to who said what, so it could be that you're confused. Maybe Rameh has a different girsa, and it said something else, and therefore we paskin this day. So if the Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah Mechorekos that says that when rain comes, you say the bracha atoy v'ameitiv. You say the bracha atoy v'ameitiv. Good news that rain came. So if the Gemara, how much rain has to come down to be able to make this bracha? How much rain has to come down to be able to make the bracha? So the Gemara says, The mission is in the bracha, you make on rain, you make on tov ameitiv. How much rain? So Mara says, beginning, the first rainfall of the season, when the ground is dry, and the rain comes into the ground. At the time the rain didn't happen yet, and now it rains, and the rain got into the ground. That's when you can go ahead and make the bracha of tov ameitiv. That's a bracha already warrants enough that it came into the ground to be able to, Mara Fulda says, is to be able to go ahead. It didn't happen, and now it started raining. That's enough to make the bracha. So, at the end, when it rained, it rained enough, the rain came through enough that it goes ahead, and the tiles that you have to cover the roof, now the rain came down a second time, you have to make sure that the roof is completely roof or waterproof, that to make sure you fix anything in the roof that it's going to come in, and therefore you'd have to make the bracha until that time. The person who forgot the bracha, the first rainfall, can say it until that point, says the Kavanei Eda, it's the echo that he's done before the season starts. They go to make sure that the roof is tarred properly and rainproof, waterproof, and that at that point you can make the bracha until that particular point. Said, at the beginning, enough to penetrate the ground, soaked earth enough, that the Gemara says that the so much of an earthenware barrel is that the top of it, the top of the barrel gets so waterlogged that it falls through, it gets enough that it gets too soft, that it doesn't cover the barrel anymore, it gets so waterlogged. So therefore, that is the second ring. Tomorrow says, "I'm going to go mishra." Tomorrow says, "Wait, something is a little bit of barrel gets soaked enough that it gets falls apart. How many barrels are the tops of barrels are made very strong? They don't disintegrate into water. What do you mean that water go? It's made solid that nothing should penetrate. So what does that mean? Why not a kilo much? It means enough water that if it was soaked enough, it would be an economy. It doesn't get ruined, but it's enough water that's soaking on top of it that if it would be." It would look like it would get ruined, even though it's not going to get ruined because it's made of material that doesn't allow it to get ruined. Says them it doesn't mamish fall apart, but it's enough water that if it would be made of a material that would fall apart, that would get soaked and fall apart. That's what it means. That's what the second rain is. Says the beginning rain was enough to penetrate the ground. So if you look at the unit smallest amount, any smaller amount alone is already considered second rain. It's additional bracha. You can make still the atova meter at that point, at that time, it's enough. It's the extra bracha that we find. Even a kol shu was enough to go ahead and warrant a bracha. So there's another shita. When it says, you have a number zero. Hapsikana's number. A makhluk is a legabe being mafsikatana. The person started fasting for rain. When do you stop fasting? That Gemara said, not talking about this machloka, it's not about a bracha when you make a tova meter, but rather, if a person started fasting for rain, when do you stop? And now started to rain, how much rain, when would the rain, enough rain to be that you can stop fasting? So Gemara, that's what the machloka is, not about the bracha. Gemara says, what happened? Gemara says, it's myself, because we have no about the bagluk, but we're all sitting together. I mean, look, my other way, you keep me. It's not referring to bracha. No, my focus is like I'm a bracha. I'm a lay. Said Tim in. Yes, it does seem like I'm yokas kviyavo. The mustabel absolutely. It's not too much of tiny. It's not logical to say that they're when they stop a fast. I'm a lay. No, and yes, it does seem logical. Each one said it can't be. That's what they're arguing about, and he kept on saying yes. Look here, it's a stira. Each one he said yes. It's logical. That's what it's talking about. Well, which one is it? I'm a lay. You love mama. Why did Rabbi say both? Both seem logical. One. Which one is it? So Mara says, Amalei, said Rav Kiske, I told nothing with Lando no Kshidu Rabbe, because you're like Kshidu of his Rebbe. Also, when you have a Machlokes, we got to a Shabbat Bracha, because he holds like his Rebbe, who says that the Machlokes would be that the same thing block. I know he's saying his own opinion and his Rebbe's opinion. His opinion is that the Machlokes negated to stop the Tainus, and his Rebbe's opinion was the Gabi Bracha, so he said both are correct. Right, so I'm even Kiskiya Mani Rabbi. Who's a Rebbe? Who's Nachman's teacher? I'm like Kiskiya. Rab Zera. Rab Zera is the one. I'm like Rab Kiskiya. I'm the name of Rab Zera. I also said the name of Rab Zera. I said, well, what's the quote of Rab Zera? Said the same exact. What are you quoting me? Your Rebbe said he's saying this of Zera and he's saying this in his own. No, his Rebbe said the same thing. When I said, and the man doesn't answer this question. Now, then Akaname's question of that both seem to be correct from Rab Zera, that Baklokas is both on the fact on the make a bracha. Or whether he's master katainas, it seems to be a steer up. Zera said both are correct. Which one is it? The Gemara doesn't need him to answer this shayla. Gemara goes back. That's the Atoba Meitiv. There's another local gabe rain. Another thing he's supposed to do when it rains. What's the Gemara says? If you be Yechesko Amma, how would I be Yechesko Amma Merakal Yerikshan? Would Yechesko my father make a bracha on rain? What would he say? What kind of bracha would he say? The Gemara says, what would he say? He says, Yiskadev, 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 if he drops and my middle so we go ahead, you prevent my happen. Shanama, he quotes the pasuk in Eov that says Elio answered Eov and says, Kashbrak showed his greatness by even every drop of water. So he shows he's holding back the rain, and now he gives the rain. It shows that Kashbrak was showing his great koyach and what a Kashbrak can do. So that's the tefillah he would say. When it says, that you say the pasuk nigrami akeka should be held. Pusik that we say in the Chumash, Nigra, they're talking about a case of where you have the field by Yovel that goes back by Yovel. So the Gemara says, Bate Achuza, or Sada Achuza goes back. Gemara says it goes back in the 49th year. That withheld, they hold back. Same idea, Yikia. Same lesson applies for Nigra. Now Hashem holds back the rain from going. He doesn't let the water come in. He doesn't let the water mix together one with the other. Until there's a reason for it. Like Hashem gets a brought. That's a Semen Bracha. So Gemara says, another thing Akash does. Now, normally, the rains will come down. Akash Baruch separates the drops. Here, Akash Baruch puts them together. It should come into a rain that's sizable, that can make a difference. It's a special kesem, Akash Baruch. I'm even in Alaka. Akash Baruch brings down rain in a certain measure. Shanema, Mayim Tivim Mida. The Pusik says, in Eo, Akash Baruch does in each one. In other words, there's certain soils, certain places that need a lot of water, and certain places need a little water. Akash Baruch gives a lot of rain to where it needs a lot of water. And then Kadosh Baruch gives a little water to where he needs a little water. Kadosh Baruch separates where the water should come from. How much water goes to each different place of how much it needs. Gemara says, "No matter what he says about Rabbi Yehuda Magoli, there's a rabbi who wants to visit Rabbi Yehuda Magoli. Wants to visit him." And one says he went to visit him and he was sick and he went to visit him. And he was there, the rain began to fall. Shamaikali heard of Yudin's voice saying the bracha. And he said the following bracha. And 1,000,000 thanks, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I call Tipa Vati Bajamara. Every drop you give us is a tremendous bracha. This is the tefillah that he said to Hakadosh, that he said at the time of the rain. Where it says, Sa'at Kama Tabalakam, you do so much good for us. Atam, he said to him, Yudin, Chadam Agalot, where did you get this from? Amalei, Avadam, Rav Simon, Brahim, Rav Yudin, this is Ron Rebbe, Rav Simon would say this bracha, this is what he would say on rain, and so therefore that's what I learned it from him. So at the moment we say that the rain penetrates the ground, that's when it requires a bracha, when it says, look, to define how much is that? How much rain is that? How much should it be rain should it come to be considered enough that it penetrates the ground to require a bracha? Where it says, Malei, as long as it's deep as a plow, 3 tefachim below the ground, that's enough to be considered well, gishmei bracha to make a bracha. The Rameyama, Meyama said no. The amount that you needed is even the smallest amount of betafak is enough. It's enough that it absorbs enough. But she had to figure out the second rain is 2 tefachim. When it says b'kshishas, and the third rain is 3 tefachim. When it says the third degree, it should be considered 3 tefachim. That's the third rain. When we say it has enough sufficient to go into the ground, 3 tefachim. That's considered a rain that requires a bracha. So we have different level, different opinions as to what is considered. The rain just went to 1 tefach, didn't go further. It's not enough. Has to go with 3 tefachim to be considered these rains. You don't have a tefach of rain. It comes from above. It was without the ground bringing up tefachim water from underneath it. You know, what happened was, it's not that the rain just comes from down. When rain comes down, water seeps in from the bottom, from the ground, the water underneath the ground. So it joins together. So when a tefach comes from there, up from the shemayim, comes down, two tefachim of water goes up to the ground. What's the reason when you get it from Toma Domi Gavilikotsunacha? State in the Pasik in Tehillim. Toma speaks about his suffering. It says the waters, like that the waters call out that he has, that he is tsaris one to the other. It's like the water that the Mayim HaTachton calls out for the Mayim HaElyon. They call for each other. So too, Dovid HaMelech describes his own tsaris as that the one tsara calls the other tsara. That it's the Pasik in Tehillim is describing the difference. Manin and Zebazet. And it calls out the one to the other. So the Gemara said, that's the Lashon of the Pasik. So the waters greet each other. The more Lamata comes, the more Lamata. The Gemara discusses a little more to explain what this means. The Gemara says, what's the connection to Mayim HaTachton, Mayim HaElyonim, Mayim HaLevi, Mayim HaElyonim, Zachar, and Zachar, and Kevos? Upper waters are considered Zachar, lower waters are considered Kevos. That the Zachar, the Zerah, goes into the Nisha, so to the rain of the enters the lower waters, goes on the ground. So the same idea. Well, so you see that it's considered a cave on his Zohar, the same formula because we're created in the world. My time, what's the source? Where did he get this from? Where's the pasuk in Yeshaya? Pasuk says, "Tiftach eretz yifuresha." The earth will open up, and the food gives salvation. What tiftach? Oh, we open up a cave on ourselves. Just like a female opens up the Zohar, she opens up her body, opens up to welcome the Zohar, to receive the Zohar, to receive the semen. So too, the water lamata opens up to receive the mortal lamaila. Like in the cave, but that's lush and the pasik. Pesachas lein zaka, like an open zaka. Yafa yasha, the pasik reveal fruit. Superior, this is the reveal. This is the period. This is the water that will give fruit to the ground, sustain the ground to be able to give fruit. Utsrika tamir, and that will come out of it to be able things to grow from there. So you, this is the Yeridus Kishon. This is the rainfall. So the pasik in the metaphor, the pasik is given. The pasik in Yeshaya describing the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chesed works in the rain. Not just brings rain, but it's like created in the world. That the world, like in a cave in a zaka, everything is created too. That the ground, the water is in the cave, that it welcomes in, opens up to welcome in the rain from the mouth of the zakar, and that causes it to be able to grow, to sprout, and to water the seeds of the ground, to be able to allow things to grow. Perfect of the ground. As you read as a kishamim. The kach b'yasid is what God's brought, created the tikkun l'shivah olam, allowing the world to be able to consider, to grow, to continue. As a kovin eida, shivah olam hilkach ha'fapish, ein ha'kadai, doesn't limit stanka. Since it leaves the kach b'yasid to do it this way, it does it this way in order to be able to create this thing for the world, a special chesed, that Kosh Baruch Hu does this, during his mercy and his chesed, that allow for you, that people be able to go ahead and have this rain, not just rain and you have to do the rest yourself. Kosh Baruch Hu gives the rain itself causes things to grow. The Why is it called Revia? Why is it called Revi'a lashon biya. Why is rainfall called revi'a shirvasas aretz? Because the same idea, because it penetrates the ground, like a zarkor penetrates the nekeva, so it penetrates the ground, which is the nekeva, the mayim atakton, and therefore it causes it to grow, and it causes things to be able to grow and to come out. So the Gemara says, that's what we say, levaka kanina veyaka b'shem yuda, shor shechita bokim ba'aretz. The roots of the wheat stalks penetrate the ground 50 amas. Shor shechita dakim bokim b'tzor. The soft roots of a fig tree penetrate even just through the rock itself. They even go through rock. That's how strong the roots are. They can even go through rock, as solid as hard as rock. So the Gemara says, like a rock, it can go to the ground, not actual rock, but ground that's as hard as rock, it can actually penetrate the rock. So where it says, the ground only drinks the rain, only to the extent of the upper layer. That if the mitzvah we talk about goes to the extent of it, it means that only the extent of where the water that comes down, which is the explanation of the Gemara's telling you, Kasima, that it has to be enough that the water comes from up, does not pen to the ground unless the water itself breaks the surface. In other words, you can't have water fi Kasuma, which means that the hardness, the soil is hard, the rain doesn't penetrate, it won't help you, the water that's underneath. Only when the water penetrates from the mala, then it's a Kasuma, then it goes in and brings water to penetrate to the hard ground. And King what do you do with the roots of the carob tree or the sycamore tree? What do they do? They go very deep into the ground. If it doesn't penetrate the ground, then how is it ever going to survive? How is it going to get water? If it's the carbonator, if it doesn't allow it to penetrate the ground, the hard ground, then how is it going to go ahead and make these things grow? How are these plants going to grow? So the Gemara says, therefore, the Gemara says, every 30 days, the water from the deep rises up, and waters any kinds of tree that needs to get water from the bottom. Matama, where we see it from, straight in the Pasuk, says the Pasuk as well, Pasuk in Yeshaya. And he Hashem notes, so the Goyim Ashkenah, Hashem regards it periodically, I will water it, which means I water it through every 30 days of those rough waters. So in other words, even when the rain itself is not strong enough to penetrate the hard ground, and therefore the seeds that the roots that are underneath the ground from these trees, particularly these plants that are way down, how do they get watered every 3 days? Because Baruch allows the ocean from the deep to go in, mimashke, to open up and let the water go in and water the things that are deep down in the ground. And that's how these things get watered. That's how the things grow. It's another special chesed like Baruch Hu that allows this to happen every 30 days.